This is Passport to Texas. Remember this?
He's going to get out of here!
Yay! He's going to get worse!
What a smart little guy!
We love how in the Pixar animation Finding Nemo, the aquarium fish escape into the wild. The problem is, most fish in Texas aquariums aren't from here. Lucy Cook Hildreth is a fisheries biologist formerly with Parks and Wildlife's Inland Fishery Division.
Well, even really, really smart people sometimes don't understand that a fish is not just a fish and that water is not just water. They go, I have a creek in my backyard and I have a fish that's too big for my tank. Well, why don't I just set him free? And they don't understand that there's a lot of biological and ecological ramifications to that decision.
When these fish thrive in Texas waters, they outcompete native fish populations. Moreover, it's nearly impossible to control what species of fish people own because of the internet. Despite state laws, there seems to be a constant supply and demand for illegal species, and for good reason.
Folks that are interested in selling illegal fish have the potential to make thousands of dollars on these fish, and we can slap a fine on them for $200 or $300, and it is really just the cost of doing business for these folks.
Releasing one fish into the wild might endanger many more. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.